Donald Trump is the apparent Republican nominee, and here in Washington State, Republicans are deeply divided about it, uncertain about the future of the party. David Hyde has more.
Donald Trump and his supporters are feeling pretty good today, but the reaction among some Washington State Republicans, like former Attorney General Rob McKenna, is a lot less enthusiastic.
I can't support Trump. I think he's a demagogue and an opportunist with no real foundation in principles or values that I can detect.
Leading Republicans opposing their own party's nominee for president. It's almost unheard of. A political earthquake.
I do think this is a pivotal moment in the Republican Party's history. The Reagan-Goldwater era of the party is coming to a close because it just doesn't have broad enough appeal. Even though I'm a Reagan Republican, I see the handwriting on the wall.
And Rob McKenna says to win, the Republican Party needs to change.
To morph into something that has a broader appeal to voters of color, to women voters, to younger voters especially.
But state GOP Chairman Susan Hutchinson is a lot more optimistic. She thinks Donald Trump is going to help Republicans in Washington state this year.
More than ever, we've got an opportunity to not only take the House, but also to take the governor's race and to win the Senate race and other statewide races simply because we're going to be getting a huge group of voters who have felt disenfranchised.
And University of Washington political history professor Margaret O'Meara thinks she may have a point.
Anti-establishment populist messages have played well here in the past. It's a place that in 1912 went for the third party candidate, Teddy Roosevelt. It's a place that in 1992 a sizable chunk of votes went to third-party candidate Ross Perot.
So does that mean Donald Trump could actually do well in Washington state this year?
Playing the Washington outsider card could get Donald Trump some traction. Now, will it get him enough to win what is now a reliably blue state? I doubt it.
But even if Donald Trump loses in a landslide and drags state and local Republicans down with him, O'Meara says Washington State Republicans should not give up hope because history.
In 1964, having Goldwater at the top of the ticket was bad news for Republicans all the way down. But in 1966, a short 2 years later, the GOP got a lot of really important victories at the congressional and in congressional races in the Senate.
People like George H.W. Bush from Texas.
Things can change pretty quickly, and maybe what both parties need to keep in mind is keep their eyes on the long game, not just 2016.
I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.